You're listening to Hockey Moms Uncensored, where the gloves come off and the truth comes out. All right, welcome back to Hockey Moms Uncensored, episode 12.
A whole dozen.
That's right, a whole dozen. So today, we're going to be doing another off-ice edition.
Yes.
We really liked the other off-ice edition. Mm-hmm. I hope everybody else enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a fun one.
Yeah, maybe people that care about hockey and don't care about our personal lives maybe could care less. But
true.
But then there might be people that don't really like hockey, but they like our off-ice. So you never know.
Exactly.
We're trying to appeal to everyone.
Right. And something for everyone, especially moms.
That's right, because they can relate to the hockey mom part, but then also the personal life stuff that we deal with and is normal that moms go through. So and what are we talking about today?
Today we're going to talk about health and fitness.
Yeah. People are probably like, oh my gosh, these girls and their health and fitness. But I do think it's important. This is
for sure
like a hot topic just in the world in general.
And it's important to us. We both like to work out.
Yes.
I'm about to take my personal trainer certification exam.
Oh, you're getting ready to do it?
Yeah, like I have to take it next week.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Kind of stressful. You'll be fine. You're a good test taker and you know all that stuff anyways.
Yeah,
I've been quizzing you and we've been at the gym, so you're ready.
We'll see. Yeah.
What happens if you're not going to fail? I don't want to manifest that.
I've been wondering that if I fail, I guess I have to pay to retake it. Probably have to pay money and take it again. I would assume that's what happens if you fail your nursing boards or medical boards or whatever. So I don't know. We'll see.
Well, we're not even going to think about that because that's not going to happen. But that's really good that obviously you have personal kind of experience and knowledge because you've been working on yourself, but now you're gonna have like actual the trainer kind of
practical aspect. Knowledge
there you go.
I don't know if I'll ever actually like train people, but it'll be nice to have the knowledge the option.
Well, I think you and your husband are the type of people that you like think about, like y'all are doers, and I appreciate that. You're like, you know what? I think I want to get my personal trainer certification. Well, I was like, let's do it.
Wes is anyway. Wes signed me up for it.
So he's the doer.
He's the doer.
He's like,
I was just like, I think someday maybe I'll do my personal trainer certification. And like, next thing I know,
like, surprise.
Up. Yeah.
Guess what? I got you. Yeah. I got you signed up for you to learn and take a test.
Yes.
You better not fail because we're not doing it again.
No, right. I'm kidding. No, probably.
So what do you feel like as a mom, why do you feel like health and fitness is so important?
For a multitude of reasons. First of all, because to be a mom, you really need to be in shape. I mean, you got to be able to lift kids up. I mean, my youngest is 7 and he still likes me picking him up sometimes.
Yeah.
So that's 60 pounds. You got to be able to curl basically and carry on your hips.
That's right. On your back.
Yeah. Or your back. Or throw into the pool and on the bed and all that stuff. That's part of it. And I want to have longevity and be able to pick up my grandkids someday and maybe even my great grandkids someday. My grandmother's still picking up her great grandbaby. So goals.
That's right.
And then also to model that lifestyle for our kids. I mean, clearly we have active children. That's the whole point of this podcast. But we want them to carry that throughout adulthood and not just, graduate high school or if maybe they'll be collegiate athletes, then finish college or high school or whatever and never want to work out again or slowly fall off. I feel like it doesn't happen to everybody. As we talked about before, if you're active throughout childhood, you're more likely to be active as an adult. But I've known plenty of people who were in better shape than I was growing up, and now they're just kind of sedentary.
Off.
Yeah.
They don't do anything. I know, and there's probably no way to really know that, but I think statistically, like you said, if we model that behavior, they're going to be more likely to do it. And for me, and I'm sure we'll kind of talk about like our personal journeys in a minute, but I think for me, it's like the motivation. I think everybody needs to be motivated to work out, but it's really the discipline. Because like we can be motivated to do anything and like, yeah, I'm going to do it. But if you don't have the discipline to do it on the days you don't want to do it, that's where I think it kind of falls apart.
Right. Motivation is very fleeting.
Yes. And that's my biggest issue. And I feel like trying to get that discipline, because that is not my nature. My husband is very disciplined. He's very type A. what's the opposite of type A, type B? I don't know, whatever that is.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm type A about certain things, but I'm also not. And so, like, the discipline aspect is really hard for me. And that's the most important thing that I have found in this kind of my new health journey is you have to be disciplined and you have to show up on the days that you really don't want to do it. And that's the hardest part.
Absolutely. So. And, you know, we all have busy lives and I'm not trying to stand on a pedestal or anything, but you just kind of have to carve out that time. And maybe you don't have a full hour a day or a full 2 hours a day. And maybe all you get in a day is a lunchtime walk.
Yeah.
But getting some sort of movement in is going to really improve your quality of life and model a good behaviors for your kids.
Yeah. Just show up for yourself.
Right.
That's one thing that as I've been kind of doing my journey is, you know, some days you're going to go to the gym or you're going to work out at home or whatever you choose to do. And you're going to be like, you feel so strong and you feel like you have all this energy. And then there's other days that you're like, I feel weak. I don't feel like I have all the energy. Mm-hmm. But the fact that you just showed up, I mean, that's half the battle, right?
Absolutely.
So you should give yourself a pat on the back because you at least made it and you're doing something. And I think sometimes if you're a perfectionist or you kind of put yourself in that position of like, oh, if I go to the gym, like I got to do it all full out. Yeah, that's great. But even if you just show up and you half-ass it, like you're still doing something.
You're still moving your body.
You're still doing it.
So do you prefer home or gym workouts?
So I've done both. Mm-hmm. So I have a Peloton and that was like the big trend and fad during like COVID.
Right, everybody.
And I like the Peloton and I still have it. They have lots of classes and yoga and bike rides, but for me, and I've told you this off the mic, but I feel like I was kind of half-assing it at home.
Sure.
It was always there, so I would make excuses like, oh, I'll do that later, or oh, I'll get up early in the morning and do it, or oh, I'll do it after work because I work from home, or I'll do it on my lunch break. And sometimes I would do it, but then other times I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. So that consistency wasn't there. There was really no accountability. Like, and again, this is like a Morgan problem, but I don't hold myself accountable sometimes. Like, I just need like an outside accountability aspect to it. So even though like on the Peloton, it'll like do check marks for each day that you work out. Like that wasn't enough for me. So I think, you know, if you can be disciplined and work out at home, because it is convenient because like you have all the stuff. Like I have weights, I have TRX bands. Like I said, we film in my basement and it's over here.
Right.
But it was just not enough for me to really meet my goals. So I think when I joined the gym, I go to the same gym that Emily does. And, you know, as we were talking through hockey season, I think you had mentioned like, oh yeah, I go to this gym and, you know, you should come. And I was like, oh yeah, whatever. I work out at home. And I finally like made the decision to do it. And I think that changed. And I started doing the same workout program that you do, like on the app. It's like $20 a month. It's super cheap. But she will kick your butt.
She
like
will.
Our little
shout out to Emma Montgomery.
That's right. She will kick your butt. So I think going from working from home and having to like keep myself accountable to joining the gym, joining that program, and we don't work out all the time together. Mm-mm. I mean, there's a lot of days that we don't get to, but just knowing that like we're on the same journey and the path, and we'll send text messages like, that leg workout was that sucked, you know. Brutal. So I think just that accountability partner is very important for me.
Yes.
Other people might not need that, but for me, it is the key to my success.
Yeah. As far as home versus gym goes, I definitely have a strong preference for the gym. We have like a squat rack and pretty heavy weights, a few hundred pounds worth of weights and that sort of thing at home. We don't have a Peloton. I do have the Peloton app, so I tend to, if I need to work out at home, I'll do one of the outdoor runs. But I don't know, there's just something about being in the gym. Like, I'm going to push myself harder. I'm competitive to a fault. And, you know, I try to say, eyes on your own paper, but I still, like, I just want to, like, lift heavier when other people are around me. And I don't really, like, go to the gym to socialize.
Right.
But I just like being there.
Yeah.
So definitely prefer that. I will work out at home if I need to. I mean, I'll take that over no workout at all, but definitely prefer the gym. And I've always been kind of a gym loner until now, but I've loved having my gym buddy.
That's great. I feel like we complement each other really well.
Yeah.
I feel like we're both able to like be independent, but then there's also times when we can do it together mm-hmm. and it works out. I feel like I'm like the talker of this friend relationship.
And extrovert, introvert.
That's right. Whenever we started working out, I told my husband, I was like, I hope Emily doesn't mind it because like I talked to her in between sets.
Yeah, no, I love
I'm like,
it.
Sat. Like we're on the treadmill and I'm talking to her. But I feel like we have really found like our groove.
Yes.
And, you know, Emily, with her knowledge, like I kind of look to her like, you know, how do I do this? Or how much should I lift? And I always say I'm her hype girl because like Emily's like super strong and
you're sweet.
She really is. And I'm like, oh my, like we'll be like, if we're doing the same machine, like I'll do one weight and she'll do another. And I'm like, what weight were you doing? She's like, oh, 80. I'm like, oh my God, you're so strong. And I mean it genuinely. Like I'm not just like blowing smoke up your butt. I'm like, you're so strong. And so again, I feel like I don't feel like we compete with each other. We just complement each other really well. So
yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And I always like aspire. I'm like, okay, I'm going to, and I might not ever be as strong as you. And you've been doing this.
I'm bigger
for a
than you.
But
so.
You've been doing this a lot longer too. But yeah. I just feel like that accountability and that motivation for us to like, even if we see each other at the gym for 5 minutes, like it, I don't know. It's just
still
like,
an accountability.
There's my buddy.
Yeah.
So I think, I mean, not that we're just the experts in fitness, but I think as moms and people who work full time and have multiple children, if you're looking at the big picture of like, how the heck do I make this work for my life? I think one is like figuring out what workouts you like.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, at the gym that we go to, there's lots of classes. Mm-hmm. That's not our preference.
Right.
But if that, we've done those before.
That used to be the only thing I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was probably good too, because you had the accountability of like,
right,
my class starts at 12 and I have to be there and whatever.
Yeah.
I know I used to do Orange Theory and they had it to where if you missed if you signed up for the class and you didn't go, like you had to pay money. So, I mean, that was a nice
accountability. That's an incentive right there.
Yeah. It was a big incentive to be like, well, I signed up for this class. I better go.
Yeah.
Especially since you're paying so much a month. But let's just say you like Orange Theory or you like CrossFit or you want to join like a main gym that has like classes that are within the, you know, the gym membership. Mm-hmm. Or if you just like to get a program from Instagram.
Right.
Some girl that's, you know, she has a workout plan. You pay for her app and then you use the gym equipment there. Like whatever, I think whatever works for you is what you should do.
I agree. You need to enjoy it. And there may be days when you don't enjoy it. There are some days when I go and lift and I'm like, I do not want to be here. This sucks. The past week or so, you can really tell in my voice, I've had a cold.
Yeah.
And so every day I've been like, I don't want to do this. And sometimes you are sick enough that you should just rest. Like, I'm not trying to not resting.
Right.
But sometimes you just got to push through and do it anyway.
Yeah.
But overall, you should enjoy it. Like, I love lifting heavy shit.
Yeah.
It makes me
feel
so happy. Yes.
Yeah.
I also enjoy running. Kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. I enjoy how I feel after I run. Anyway.
Right.
But yeah, like you said, you just got to find something you love.
And you might not, and it might not be something like, I don't love running, but maybe if I had an accountability partner, I could do it. Or maybe if I was like, I'm going to sign up for a 5K or a half marathon.
Yes,
like
a goal.
That goal, I think, is really important. Right. I know for me, like, the reason that I started working out, it wasn't because, I don't know. It wasn't because I was just like, yeah, I want to work out. But I had some like physical goals that I kind of wanted to reach. Like, I've had 3 children. I'm actually pregnant again. Yay me.
Yay!
Spoiler. So that other off-ice about the breast augmentation, that is on pause.
Pause for a couple.
For years. Now. But so now I'm kind of having to like rethink kind of my goal because it's changed a little bit. But I just had some physical goals that I wanted to reach. And so whatever that goal is, I mean, it could be you want to look better in your swimsuit.
Right.
It could be that you have no energy.
Sure.
It could be that you want to be in a bodybuilding competition or whatever.
Run a mile.
Whatever it is. I think setting that goal and like sticking to it, that's another thing that helps keep you disciplined and motivated to get there.
But yeah, I think it's important to set small goals that you will see results with a little bit quicker, you know, within a month or two, whether that be progressing your weights or, like I said, like running a mile or whatever, losing 3 pounds, and then set big goals too.
Yeah, I think that's smart. I also think that was okay. I also think it's hard because I am like a instant gratification person. Like, I feel like I should work out for 1 week and then like look fit.
Right, like a bodybuilder.
And that's really discouraging. So for me, I've had to like really understand that like this takes a lot of time.
Right.
And those people that you see on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, those girls that are like super thin and fit, one, they've worked their butt off probably for multiple years. Yes. And like that is their life. I mean, like that is like what they do for a living is the fitness world. And I think genetics come into play.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I mean, I'm not super, super, super petite and slender. I mean, I'm a small person, but I'm like,
I would say you are.
But I'm athletically built. Like, I have wide shoulders. So, like, my goal is, like, I'm not going to look like certain people. Like, I'm not going to be tall and skinny and, you know, 5'9", because it's just not how I'm made. So, I think having realistic goals for, like, you and, you know, not, like you said, keeping your blinders on and, like, looking at your own page. Because... Yes. You know, like you and I can do the same workouts for years, but like we're going to look different.
Right.
Because we're built different.
Absolutely.
So I think that's sometimes hard for women because like we compare and we get down on ourselves when, oh, I've worked out for 2 weeks and nothing's happening. Well, it just takes longer.
Right.
You know,
I mean, I can easily scroll through Instagram or TikTok and find people and be like, oh, man, I wish I looked more like her.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I didn't have this cellulite, you know, like whatever. But you know, we're given the bodies we're given and we just do the best we can with
them. That's right. And I think it's important to remember that like women, especially if you're a mom, like we are so strong, like in our own right.
Yes.
Like the fact that we can like carry a baby and give birth and breastfeed if we want to do that or and like take care of these kids, like we are so strong. And yes, looking a certain way is important, but like you should be proud of like what our bodies can do.
Absolutely.
You know, like men
can't pretty amazing.
Do
yeah.
It really is.
Can't grow and feed a baby.
No, they can't do crap.
Mm-mm.
You know? I love them. They do. They're part of it, I guess. But
5 seconds to make one.
That's right. That's right. So I think we should give ourselves some credit of like, hey, you are a really strong person.
Okay, moms, hockey expenses might have you in a 5-year-old bra, but with Splendies, there's no reason for your panties to be old. Splendies sends you 3 new pairs of cute panties every month for just $16.99, and right now, you can get your first month for only $5. Go to splendies.com to subscribe today.
So tell me a little bit about like your fitness journey. Like I'm curious. I mean, maybe there are people like, I don't care, but I'm curious, and just for the nature of the podcast, like, what, like, have you always been into fitness? Like, did you do sports? Like, what was your...
Yeah, I mean, I danced when I was real young, and then I played volleyball and basketball. I wasn't very good at either of them, but I played. And then throughout college, I was, you know, I would work out. I'd go to the school gym and that sort of thing. But I never really had a good plan until I got older. Like, I would go to the gym, go to classes. At one point, I did, like, beach body stuff.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
Like, I did Insanity. Yes, I did Insanity, P90X way back when. I mean, I think I've done, like, almost all of their programs at some point.
I love it.
And, you know, like, I would be in pretty decent shape. Like I said, I run some, do spin classes, that sort of thing. But I guess it was about 2.5 years ago I found the program I'm doing now. And kind of completely changed how I work out. I started training with progressive overload and like really focusing on lifting and strength training. And I still do some cardio, but I used to do like HIIT work like almost every day of the week, which is great to do sometimes, but not good for every day of the week. It's not good for your joints.
Yeah.
and really didn't really see much physique change. Like I wasn't overweight by any means. I was in good shape, but like my muscles never really changed. And so when I started training with progressive overload and focusing on strength, that's when I started to actually see muscle building and grew 2 inches on my booty and
going that peach
and, you know, actually seeing some of my physique goals meet.
Yeah.
Actually meeting some of my physique goals.
That makes sense. Well, and it's crazy because I feel like everyone has an opinion about fitness, right? Like you can, like you said, you scroll Instagram, like one person's like, you need to do this. And one person's like, you need to do this. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important to do your own research. I also think it's important to like know your body because like, you know your body more than anybody. And So yeah, like you've tried all those programs and you did all these different things, but you found that like strength training, mm-hmm. not being a cardio bunny where you just like, you know,
yeah.
cardio for 5 hours, right. you know, and actually like lifting heavy shit was mm-hmm. what made a difference.
Right.
And remind us what progressive overload, I had to ask this question because I didn't know. So what is progressive overload?
So progressive overload is steadily increasing your volume. So that could be lifting heavier weights. So like 1 week I start at 135 pound deadlift and the next week I go to 145 and increase and increase, or you can increase volume by increasing your reps mm-hmm. or increasing your time under tension, so you're lifting it slower and more controlled. So there's multiple different options, but it's just always progressing the amount of weight basically that you're putting up
and pushing yourself.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Like usually week over week.
Yeah.
And so that means sometimes it gets boring because you do have to do the same lifts repeatedly. You're not, doing, you know, in CrossFit, like it's a different workout every single day. And I'm not knocking CrossFit. I've done CrossFit too. I was a CrossFitter for a few years and enjoyed it, but like I said, to really see those improvements, and Lord knows there are plenty of CrossFitters that look amazing, but to really see those improvements, what worked best for me was doing steady, slow, progressive overload.
That makes sense. With the program that we do, they change each month. So, mm-hmm. like, what I try to do is, like you said, each week try to just, like, do a little bit more mm-hmm. weight. Or if I can't do more weight, then I'll just do more reps. Mm-hmm. Or, like you said, just try to push myself a little bit each week. And I have noticed, I started May 1st, and even since May 1st, I have seen a big difference. Yeah. And I'm kind of like you, like I've done a lot of different things and had a lot of different goals. And I was, you know, I was athletic when I was a kid, but there was a time when like I didn't want to work out and it was mm-hmm. just not a priority. And like you said, as we get older and we have children and our body changes, you're like, okay, I got to do something. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm either going to like look like this forever or maybe get worse, or mm-hmm. I can put the effort in and try something else. So for me, with the program that we're doing, even just in a month and a half, I'm starting to notice a difference.
Right.
So it's really encouraging. It's been slow, but it's been really encouraging.
Yes.
So, and I try not to step on the scale. I know that a lot of people want to do that and like, oh, I don't want to weigh a certain amount, because we all have it. We're all messed up in our head that you want to weigh 100 pounds. But I feel like I look better weighing more than when I weigh less, like physically look better.
I weigh more, and this still messes with my head, and I struggle with it, and I'm trying to cut a little right now, so I am trying to see the scale weight go down a little bit, but I weigh more now, a good bit more now than I did when I first started this program, which, like I said, kind of messes with my head a little bit, but then I'll look at pictures, and I'm like, okay, like the shape of my body looks better.
I like the way I look.
My waist measurements haven't gone up, so you know, you just have to, I feel like our generation especially, like we were raised to want to be like bone thin.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you said, 120 pounds or whatever. And sometimes that's not how our bodies look best and healthiest.
You're exactly right.
You just got to deal with the mind games.
That's right. And it is, it's a big mind game.
Mm-hmm.
And just pushing through those like negative thoughts about yourself. And I know I really struggle, which is so silly, because like you can't spot
fat reduce.
You can't mm-hmm. fat reduce in a certain area. Mm-hmm. And yesterday I was at the gym, like there's mirrors everywhere.
Yeah.
And like all you can do is like stare at yourself. Like they probably think, man, these people are so vain. But it just is what it is. It's right there. You can't help but look at yourself and fix your hair and you know, whatever.
You gotta check your form.
That's right. That's exactly right. But I noticed like the way that my like sports bra and shirt were like hitting on my body, like you could see this like roll of fat like around my back.
Yeah,
and I was like,
I get that too.
How do I get rid of this? You know? And so there's always going to be something that we can work on.
And for sure.
We talked about this in our last off ice, like with, you know, plastic surgery and, you know, that kind of thing. You could become obsessed with
you
it.
You could.
If you're not careful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all just have to have realistic goals and every day just make that conscious effort to, you know, show up for ourselves.
Yes.
Make that effort and over time, you're going to love yourself and you're going to be proud of yourself. And it's, you might have a little bit of cellulite, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Like absolutely.
It's not the end of the world.
And the mental benefits are so great too. I mean, that it reduces anxiety, it reduces rates of depression, it, you know, increases those endorphins, gives you a dopamine high. Like there are just so many great benefits, and I feel so much better after a workout.
For sure.
I can be having like the worst week, and a good workout will at least help. I'm not saying it fixes everything, but it definitely makes you feel better.
Yeah. It's kind of like you can not escape, but you can like go put your music in your ears, zone out and just like sweat. And like, I just remember like just feeling strong, like and just being like, man, I'm a lot stronger than I think I am.
Hey, hockey moms. We know you're tired from those early morning practices and late night games. And unfortunately, not every hockey rink has an on-site Starbucks. Luckily, we have a solution for you. Bucked Up Energy. With drinks ranging from 100 to 333 milligrams of caffeine, Bucked Up is sure to give you all the energy you need to cheer on your favorite hockey player. Go to buckedup.com to order and use code Emily1027 to get 10% off today.
So, what about like nutrition? I mean, I know that like they say sometimes like, you know, abs are made in the kitchen, or, you know, like they kind of go hand in hand, and an unhealthy diet, like you can't work.
You can't outrun a bad diet.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah. I mean, what are your thoughts on that with dieting?
100% agree. I think nutrition is, especially if you're trying to lose fat or gain muscle, nutrition is even more important, I think, than working out. And for years and years and years, I tried to outrun a bad diet. Yes. So like I would, like I said, do HIIT work, tons of cardio, and then eat like shit and wonder why
my body
wasn't changing.
Yeah.
And I still struggle with that. I have the worst sweet tooth in the world. But I finally kind of dialed it in. And, you know, I personally count macros and calories. And that works well for me. I know that's not for everyone. I could get on my high horse about fad diets real easily, but I won't go down that road.
Yes.
And, you know, I know people have had a lot of success with, like, Mongiorno and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I think that definitely has its place. But ultimately, I think it boils down to calories in, calories out. And if you want to build muscle or maintain muscle, you got to eat enough protein.
Yeah. It's really like you are what you eat kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks because sometimes I'm a big ice cream cone, you know?
Right.
I'm a big donut.
Yes.
I think, too, with dieting and nutrition, and I hate to say dieting, but, like, you know, your overall nutrition, for me, I cannot completely deprive myself because
then
I will binge.
Same.
It's like, it's okay to go on a Saturday morning with your family to Dunkin' Donuts and have
Absolutely.
A donut. Like, don't deprive yourself, because then if you do, later on you're going to eat a whole box of cookies or whatever.
I've lost 5 pounds this month, and I've eaten a Hershey bar every single day.
See? It's all about balance.
It's
all about
balance.
And I think, too, when you think about dieting, one thing for me is not buying certain things. Like, if like I love sweet stuff, but I also really love like chips and pretzels and crackers and things like that. So I just don't buy them.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I do buy them, I try to have other like healthier options. But sometimes I eat the little bag of chips and it's okay.
Absolutely.
But I also know that like if I know that I'm going to want to eat a whole sleeve of Oreos, like maybe I just don't buy those.
Right.
Or I buy like the mini packs so like my kids can have some. You know, I don't know. I just try to like not tempt myself, but also at the same time, if I want to eat the donut or if I want to go out to ice cream with my kids, like, let's do it.
It's okay.
It's okay.
And I also think it's really important to, like, periodize your dieting periods. Like, you should not be on a diet 365 days a year.
Right.
You should, you know, have a dieting period and then be at maintenance for a while.
Yes.
And that's the hardest part. I think maintenance is the hardest part because you diet, you lose the weight, and then it's like, freedom!
Yes.
And then you just go back, or at least for me in the past, I've done that. And I've just gone back to binging and eating whatever I want. And you can't do that. You can't go back to your old ways. That wasn't working.
Right.
You have to kind of find that happy medium where you're no longer dieting and restricting, but you're also not eating whatever the heck comes across your table.
That's true. One thing that's really helped me is tracking. Is I got like the MyFitnessPal. It's not the fancy one. I have the free one, which does not have all the bells and whistles, but it does enough that you can track. And like I have a little scale. Now sometimes I get off the scale bandwagon, but if you actually like weigh your food, weigh your portions, or measure out your portions, like that's a game changer.
It's a huge difference.
Yes, I saw this one Instagram video, and it was this fitness person, and she was talking. She was very fit, and she was talking about like little bites, like, oh, your kid doesn't eat all their waffles, so you eat that. Oh, your kid, you lick the spoon of peanut butter. Or you just, you kind of take these little bitty bits, and all that adds up. And that's, I mean, again, if you want to lick the peanut butter spoon, lick the peanut butter spoon. But if you have these goals and you're trying to reach them, the best way that for me is measuring, tracking the macros. Protein is really hard, but I know it's so important.
Yes.
But if you eat, and you can tell us this, if you eat a lot of protein, you end up feeling more full.
Right.
So then
it increases satiation.
So then you sometimes not eat less, but you don't eat as much because you're full. Right?
Right. You're less likely to feel like you need to munch or snack.
Right.
You know, and that's scientifically backed, but I still feel like I need a snack. And, you know, when you, I think years of dieting has kind of screwed up a lot of people, myself included, hunger cues. Like, we're not good about recognizing our hunger and fullness cues. And so no matter how much protein I eat, I still am going to want a handful of chocolate chips in the middle of the afternoon, you know, whatever. But that's where, again, discipline kind of comes in, and you just kind of have to say, okay, I have had plenty to eat today. I've had my protein. I've had my calories. We're going to wait until the next meal or the next snack or whatever.
Do you think sometimes it's dehydration, like you need water?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That's like you're not hungry, you're thirsty kind of thing?
Yeah, I think so for sure. I know sometimes like I'll feel my stomach growling and I'll be like, okay, I want to eat something, but I think I probably just need to drink water first. And usually, not always, but sometimes water does the trick.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I have a friend that she's really big into the faster way to fat loss community, which is like where you fast until a certain time. And they track macros. And, I mean, it's a good program. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people have lost weight and look good and have good fitness with that. But I saw one of her videos and she was saying, if you're hungry, think, am I hungry enough to eat an apple? Because if I'm not, if an apple doesn't sound good, you're not hungry. You're just wanting something to munch on. So, like, craving. If you feel like you're hungry, are you hungry enough that, like, an apple sounds good?
Yeah.
Which apples are good, but.
They're one of my favorites. Eat one every day.
But is it like, or do you just want something to, are you just satisfying that little craving? So, I thought that's a good idea. Like, if I'm ever like, I need a snack. Like, but do I want an apple? Like, if, would that, you know, satisfy my craving, or do I really want the chocolate chips? Or do I really want the little bag of chips or whatever? So that has helped a lot in just trying to, I don't know, trying to be better about my diet because I am kind of bad about that. I've also gone to the extreme where I did this little program where we went to a Mexican restaurant one time and I was like counting the tortilla chips that I was eating. Like, that was a little crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm like, okay, I can have, I like looked it up, I was like, I can have 10 tortilla chips and that is this many calories. And I'm like, okay, that's a little crazy.
Yeah.
You know,
you're
so.
You still got to be able to enjoy yourself.
Exactly.
From time to time.
But I also think that what we eat is really important for our kids too, which I'm guilty of, like, you know, yes, we have some cookies and yes, we have chips and and
same.
Snacks, but I've been really trying to talk more about like why we eat certain things. Like this has protein. That's important. Like that makes
those
you strong.
Are muscles. Yeah.
Yes. And not so much like eat it because I say so.
Right.
But more like this is to fuel your body and this is to help you be strong. This is going to help you, you know, be your best in hockey.
Uh-huh.
So just trying to kind of explain it that way. I know they're little and they probably don't understand, but I hope that that will kind of help them as they're making better choices, you know, to help, you know, just help them be better going forward.
Yeah.
And a lot of times Stealth will say like, oh, I'm hungry. I'm like, okay, well, you need to eat something with protein first. Then we can have the chips. And so just, I'm not depriving him, but I'm like, okay, well, let's eat something good, healthy first. Then we can have something not so healthy.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I'll let them eat a bag of Skittles at the hockey
game.
So, you know, it's all about balance.
Yes.
We've said that, but, you know, can't be perfect.
Exactly.
So.
We just do our best.
We do. And I think when hockey is in season, you know, it's easy to be disciplined and, you know, do all these things and then we get busy, right? I mean, like it's summertime right now and we're still busy during the summer, but it's real easy to be like very motivated and disciplined, but then stuff gets busy. You're like, oh, we have practice or then we have this. So for me, getting up and doing it early in the morning before the end of the day is important for me.
Same. I hate working out after work. Monday, I wasn't feeling great. And so I slept in a little and decided I'd go after work. And that was awful.
Yeah.
Partially because it was so crowded.
Yeah.
And I don't like to fight people for equipment.
I don't either.
Go away. I mean, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're working on your fitness, but please do it somewhere else.
That's right. Not when I want to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I need you to come at the times that you need to just know my schedule and know when to come.
Adjust accordingly.
Well, and I lose a lot of motivation and discipline, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, motivation is fleeting. But once I have gotten up and I've started like doing my thing, I'm kind of like, you know, it's like you just lose that energy. And I don't know. It's like if I can get it done and get it out of the way, I feel accomplished. It's like making your bed every morning.
Yes.
They say like if you start off by making your bed, you've at least accomplished one thing. Mm-hmm. So I think that kind of snowballs. You can like check that off your list. It's like a mental like dopamine hit of like, oh, I accomplished something. But I also know that some people can't do it in the morning. And I have issues with childcare sometimes. Like, you know, if my husband has something to do in the morning, like I can't always like do it. I don't know. He can't always watch them. And so a lot of times it's like after they go to school or after they go to daycare. But then I also have a job. So like I'm just trying to balance it. Absolutely. But I mean, you work full time and you go at lunchtime sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
I do.
You've done it.
I used to always go at lunchtime, but
yeah,
I've been going mornings lately and I kind of prefer that.
Yeah. But I think it's really a choice. It's like you have to like flip that switch in your head of like, this is what I'm going to do. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
It's a priority.
It is a priority. And making that conscious effort, I think when you kind of change your mindset and like switch your thought process, I think that's when you can really like make those moves to be better.
Make progress.
Make progress for sure. And that's like what has happened to me because I'm like the queen of excuses. Like, oh, you know, I just had a baby, you know, the baby didn't sleep. And I know. And like, oh, you know, I'm just like the queen of like, well, I have a meeting in like 2 hours. And it's like, I just need to be prepared for that. And it's like, you can make excuses and excuses and excuses. But at the end of the day, it's like, do you want to reach your goal or not?
Right.
And if you don't, don't.
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah. We're not telling you to do anything that you don't want to do. But if this is something that you just need like a kick in the pants, like a fire under your ass, maybe we've given that to you today.
Get to the damn gym.
That's right. And we're not perfect, but we're making the conscious effort. And I'm really proud of both of us. And I'm glad that we found each other as like workout buddies and friends. And I think that's really important too.
Yeah. I agree.
Find you a little community.
And heck, if you need a personal trainer and you live in the Central Alabama area.
That's right. Emily.
I'm your girl.
She's maybe. About to.
I don't know. Probably need discounted.
That's right. That's right. I'm her guinea pig, so I will give my review.
Here's my
that's right. Her
example.
That's
right. I don't
know
what's the word I'm looking for. I don't know. Forget it.
Your results. Delete like, that. Here's your results of like, yeah, see what I'm going to do. Because like, I'm going to have, and it really it's good because like, she's helping me like work out while I'm pregnant.
Yes.
Then like postpartum, she worked out with me before I was pregnant. So like, you know, she's going to have exposure to all of
That's
it
right.
and be knowledgeable. So we got you. We have someone for you.
Yeah.
But we really hope that you feel motivated and you feel like you can take on the challenge to just make yourself feel better and be the best version of yourself. I also saw this article. It was like a Harvard study. It was an article. It was a TikTok video. But hey, that's like where I get all my information, right? If you work out for 1 hour a day, it adds 3 hours to your life.
Interesting.
So it's from Harvard. They're
okay.
clearly
they're
smart.
The smarties, so.
So that's like another incentive to, you know, to work out.
We ought to have some good long lives.
That's right. And, you know, you think about, like, during hockey season, like, which it gets cold here, and I know it's, like, real cold up in the north. But, you know, maybe if you're waiting on games at a tournament, like, go take a walk.
Or, absolutely.
You know, I mean, the hotel gym's not great, but
Walk
your butt around the arena. I don't know. I mean, you can make it work.
Absolutely.
Or if you can't work out that day, try to make good nutrition decisions.
Yes.
You know, like, again, we're not going to be perfect, especially when we're busy and it's a weekend tournament. But I know for me, if I work out Monday through Friday, like Saturday and Sunday are like bonus days.
Right.
So like if you're committed Monday through Friday and you get that done, then just like keep making healthy choices and food and you're good to go.
Absolutely.
It's not that hard. I mean, it is hard, but it's not hard.
Yeah. And throw in some just non-exercise movement.
Yeah.
Try to park your car a little bit further away.
There you go.
Or, like you said, walk around the rink when you're at your kids' practices.
That's
or
right.
Just little changes like that make a difference.
Make a huge difference. I know Cody, my husband, he used to say that when I was pregnant, that he would park farther away because he was trying to, you know, keep me active. I was like, thanks, you know, I really appreciate that. So, like you said, little changes can make a big difference. Mm-hmm. If we can be a good example for our kids, they are then going to, that's just part of their life. That's just what they think.
It's just normal.
It's normal. It's part of their lifestyle. And hopefully that's going to help them be better, help them make good decisions down the road because that's just ingrained in them.
Absolutely.
So
that's the goal.
That's exactly right. Well, we hope we've motivated you and given you a little bit of our kind of take on health and fitness. It's something, like Emily said, we're very passionate about. I mean, if you have questions, like we're not experts, but if you want to ask us questions or comment, like we'd be happy to, you know, give you the kick in the butt if you ever need it. Like you said, get your ass in the gym. Just do it. Just
maybe
do
we'll
it.
Do a Hockey Moms Uncensored workout program at some point.
There you go. Like lift a hockey stick or I don't know. I feel like you could utilize that equipment to
do get a good something. Workout in.
That's right. But we appreciate y'all hanging out with us today for our off-ice edition. Again, we really enjoy doing these, but we hope to see y'all next week.